If I can have your attention here in the media center, we will continue on with today's media availability with Ryan Newman, driver of the number 31 Granger Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing. Ryan, highlight here last year, you coming back into victory lane and breaking a long drought for Richard Childress Racing. How significant was that moment to you in your racing career, and how do you feel coming back here to Phoenix?
Well, it was huge in several levels, as you said. To break the winless streak was super important for myself, but I think even longer for RCR. So that was special to get Luke, his first Cup win, my engineers, their first Cup win together as a team was special. And the way we did it, you know, we kind of outsmarted them, so to speak, and took track position and held them off in a two-lap shootout. So in addition to that, we had a good car here in the fall race last year. Had some, you know, less than average pit stops that kind of held us back, but in the end still had a good car that was capable of winning there as well. So really look forward to being able to come back this year, and don't expect to win, but feel like we have a good car.
Okay, we'll open the floor up for questions. If you have a question for Ryan, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start here with Wolfgang and work our way around.
But I have two.
You have two.
hold up both hands.
Ryan, you have a new car now, the new Camaro. How different is it from the car compared to last year? Different driving behavior? Do you have to relearn some things? And question number two, with Austin's win in Daytona, personally, did you also have some benefit on the technical side? Did you share technical information?
So on the car side, I really can't give you a complete, honest answer because so many things changed when we went to the Camaro versus the SS. So, for instance, the splitter shape changed. You know, just a few of the small things, even like the way the body scans are done, and you know, the lack of the LIS and the new Hawkeye system. There's no apples to apples unless you took two cars, which would have been a waste of time for us, to a track and try to figure out the differences in a setup between an SS and a Camaro would have been the only way to do it. So I think that all the work that went into the Camaro ZL1 was huge from an ownership standpoint of the car owners working together, which is not always common, as well as what the Chevrolet people did to listen and create the car and the balance that has been fairly good for us out of the box. We obviously had a good Daytona with Austin winning, and to segue into your answer there, yeah, from an alliance standpoint, teammate standpoint, it's great to have that success. This is a selfish sport, right? You want it to be your own. You want it to be your own victory, and sharing is not exactly a common word amongst the garage, so or at least meaningly. So we feel like as a group, the transition that we had in the off season, going from three teams to two teams, and being able to start the season off with having let a few people go, but then winning a race and pumping up the people that were there, and letting them feel that that true first race of the season, biggest race of the year, Daytona 500 victory, was really special.
We'll go next to Greg.
Ryan, Greg Moore, Arizona Republic. Good to meet you.
You too.
Can you talk to me about your strategy on turn two, this race versus going forward?
This race as in Phoenix or just this race?
This track, right? Because they're going to move the start-finish line.
Oh, the track's going to – the walls is going to be the same, so – they're going to keep us contained inside the same swimming pool. So, the track layout, I guess you could say, changing, and the start-finish line moving is really only going to affect us, I think, for the most part, the way we approach a qualifying lap, you know, getting a good run off of whatever you call this now, because you're making the dog leg, the start-finish line, which is, I guess, going to be a dog leg, but the way you speed, the way you accelerate through what is now one and two will be three and four. And getting a good run at that, in addition to a restart zone, which is going to be, from what I see, having cars going around a corner in a restart zone, which is we only do really at road course races. So there's a few things that are going to make it different and unique. But in the end, as a driver, if I don't get the green flag here and get it over there, I'm going to remember that the checkered flag's over there. So it'll be all right.
Additional questions for Ryan? Let's go to Lee.
I was wondering about the pictures that show up. There's a lot of spy photography that goes on in the garage to keep other people straight. How much specifically can you glean from a photograph? I mean, you have an engineering background, and a lot of guys can just walk by a car and see little things that kind of tip them off. But, you know, most of us, our eyes aren't that keen. So what can you glean from a good photograph?
You mean like reading somebody else's answers on a test? You're saying I'm the only one here that did that? Yeah. So, I mean, that's happened for years and years. And I would say it probably happened with photography a little bit. But with technology, the way it is, and the ability to, you know, zoom in and scan in and do different things and, yeah, create our own pictures, pay somebody to take pictures, why wouldn't you? It's one of the ways that as a team or an organization or a manufacturer, we can try to create an advantage. So it is... it's been out there for a while, and it's going to be out there for a while more because there's really no way to – it's like freedom of speech is freedom to take a picture, right? There's no place in the garage that says no pictures allowed. So, I mean, there's a balance, I think, of guys that have respect for that position, and there's a few out there obviously always that don't care. They just want their money. So,
any additional questions?
It's not exactly spy. It's just freedom, right?
Cloak and dagger.
I mean, realistically, right? It's not like we're going on somebody else's property and taking a picture of their, you know, cars in their garage. We're literally...
The garage police is itself, and this is just another
tool. And it always has been.
Sam Brennan, ASU, Blaze Radio. You said earlier you don't expect to win. I'm going to sound like your mom here, but you won last time. Why don't you think you can do it again?
I didn't say I didn't think I could. You're putting words in my mouth now.
Well, no,
I said I expect to. I don't expect to.
Yeah, okay. You don't.
I mean, I don't have the capability or the potential to.
Okay, so why do
I just
you
say
not
just because to? Just because if I'm a thoroughbred horse and I won the Kentucky Derby doesn't mean I go out and win the next race, right?
Yeah.
So what, I don't expect
what's
to win.
What's your reservation if you expect?
My reservation? I don't have one.
Okay.
I'm just saying I don't expect to. There's a line between cockiness and confidence.
Okay.
And you expect me to be cocky. That I expect.
Now I'm confused.
We'll review the
pink shirt had me already figured, you know, never mind.
We'll go over here to Greg again.
Is your background in engineering or law?
If it was law, I wouldn't answer that.
Additional questions for Ryan? Ryan, thanks for taking the time to join
us.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, man.